Welcome back. Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 172 for Thursday, March 24th. Apple launches the first driver's license and state ID in wallet in Arizona and many more states to follow. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the snow-covered Chugach Mountains in the backdrop of Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's launching Wednesday, March 24th, the first driver's license and state ID in wallet, with Arizona and many more states to follow close behind. Those additional states to include Colorado, Hawaii, Mississippi, Ohio, and the territory of Puerto Rico. With surely many more states to follow, we'll cover this story and much more, so let's go to the show. Arizonians can add their driver's license or state ID to wallet and tap their iPhone or Apple Watch to seamlessly and securely present it at select TSA security checkpoints in Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Jennifer Bailey, Apple's Vice President of Apple Pay and Apple Wallet, said, "We're thrilled to bring the first driver's license and state ID in wallet to Arizona today and provide Arizonians with an easy, secure, and private way to present their ID when traveling through just a tap of their iPhone or Apple Watch. We look forward to working with many more states and the TSA to bring IDs in wallet to users across the U.S., she finished. Days of the traditional wallet or clutch purse are coming to an end at an astronomical pace. We are seeing that with the multitude of mini wallets being manufactured. I've already gone to a mini wallet and look forward to the day when I don't need one anymore. Apple Wallet offers a secure, private, and convenient replacement for the physical wallet and enables users to unlock the world around them just using their iPhone and Apple Watch. With Wallet, users can store and access credit or debit cards to pay with Apple Pay in store, online, and in app, redeem rewards with loyalty cards, store and present boarding passes and transit passes, as well as tickets for movie theaters, concert venues, sports stadiums, and other live events, unlock, start, and share access to select cars, and set up Apple Cash to send and receive payments with messages. University and college students can also use mobile student IDs and Wallet to make purchases and access buildings around campus. Wallet also supports home keys, hotel room keys, and employee badges for the office, as well as driver's licenses and state IDs for residents in those U.S. states I mentioned, and surely more to follow. Adding a driver's license or state ID to Wallet can be done in a few simple steps. Residents can tap the plus button at the top of the screen in Wallet on their iPhone, select driver's license or state ID, and follow the on-screen instructions to start the setup and verification process. To help ensure that the person adding the identity card to Wallet is the same person to whom the identity card belongs, the user will be asked to make a selfie and scan the front and back of their driver's license or state ID card, which will be securely provided to the issuing state for verification. As an additional fraud prevention step, users will also be prompted to complete a series of facial and head movements during the setup process. The state is responsible for verifying and approving the user's request to add their driver's license or state ID to Wallet. Once added to Wallet, users can present their driver's license or state ID to the TSA at participating airport security checkpoints by simply tapping their iPhone or Apple Watch at the identity reader. On their iPhone or Apple Watch, users will be shown which information is being requested by the TSA and can consent to provide it with Face ID or Touch ID without having to unlock their iPhone or show their ID card. All information is shared digitally, so users do not need to show or hand over their device to present their ID. The TSA will also capture a picture of the traveler for verification purposes. Driver's license and state ID and wallet takes full advantage of the privacy and security built into iPhone and Apple Watch and offers benefits that a physical ID card can't match. Unlike physical ID cards, driver's license and state ID and wallet presents only the information needed for the interaction, and the user has the opportunity to review and authorize the information being requested before it is shared. Additionally, driver's license and state ID and wallet is presented digitally through encrypted communication directly between the device and the identity reader, so users do not need to show or hand over their device. Biometric authentication using Face ID and Touch ID helps ensure that only the person who added the ID to the device can view or present their ID or license and wallet. If users lose their iPhone or Apple Watch, they can use the Find My app to easily lock their device and help locate it or remotely erase their device. Driver's license and state ID and wallet is available on the iPhone 8 or later running iOS 15.4 and Apple Watch Series 4 or later running Watch OS 8.4 or later. Driver's license and state IDs and wallet are currently available for use in select states at select TSA checkpoints. Travelers should refer to TSA checkpoint signage to confirm availability. More information about driver's license and state ID and wallet is available from Apple, and you can find the link plus pictures at macminutes.blubrry.net. I'll end this story with a quote from Tim Cook, Apple CEO. He said, "Today we introduced driver's license and state ID and wallet for the first time. Now available for Arizona residents, we're looking forward to bringing this easy, private, and secure feature to more states soon," he finished. If you have a question about today's story, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or go to Twitter at @minutes_mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, please be kind enough to leave us a review. Besides the Mac Minutes host webpage, we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group, which website is akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. There will be a special event on Wednesday, April 13th at 7 p.m. Alaska time, with world-renowned Apple educator Dan Wasink from Dan's Tutorials. He will be giving us a lesson and offering a Q&A session. You can get the Zoom link at either the podcast Facebook group page or the Alaskan Apple Users website. Additionally, being a member of the Mac Minutes podcast group, you can provide input, take part in special events each month, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. There's no cost and no spam. This podcast is driven out of our love of technology and not for a profit. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast. Thank you again for listening and have a great weekend.